defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in front of this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. I don't even know where to begin with you today, so I'm going to just begin with you today. How about that? The triage thing is off the hook today. Off the hook. There's a story out today about the FBI not completing hundreds of thousands of gun checks. Roll Call has it out there. Let's take a look at this briefly together. I've not yet read this. In terms of FBI never completes hundreds of thousands of gun checks. So the FBI never completes hundreds of thousands of gun background checks each year because of a deadline that requires it to purge them from its computers, despite a report that raised alarms about the practice in 2015. I'm going to bring on some individuals who I know are going to jump all over this to talk about that at a later time. I don't want to get too deep into that because I hadn't had a chance to look at it. I'm headline surfing right now is what I'm doing. Here's what I'm going to tell you is coming up in the next three quarters of an hour is going to be a treat. Phil Van Cleve, the head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, is going to be with me to talk about what they face in Virginia. You know that meat grinder we're talking about? That they're facing in Virginia right now with Blackface Northam and the rest of the socialist puppets controlling the state. Phil is going to give us the word from the street in the state of Virginia, a place that we're all watching very carefully right now. Phil's going to give us the lowdown, the dope, if you will, on what's coming up in the state of Virginia and what we've got to look forward to. There are 41 counties, I believe, that I saw last. I'll mention this to Phil. We'll get a count from him. 41 counties, the last count that I saw, have declared themselves officially, that's right, Second Amendment sanctuaries. How's that going to play out in Virginia? We're going to ask Phil about it. He's neck deep as the head of VCDL. I can tell you this, his membership ranks are just swelling. And the county commission, the buildings are overflowing for these meetings. Gun owners, man, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to ask Phil about this. But I'm sorry, I'm right. I know I am. If you are a gun owner in Virginia and you didn't vote, you're the problem in Virginia. Too many of you did not. We'll see what Phil has to say about that. If he wants to correct me, he certainly can feel free to do so. But I tell you, man, a mess, a real mess in the state of Virginia. It's time to fish or cut bait. Is that the old saying? Time to fish or cut bait? I don't know. Let me spend the rest of the time in this segment with George Zimmerman. What? George Zimmerman? Why are you talking about George Zimmerman? George Zimmerman has just filed an explosive $100 million plus lawsuit, civil suit, against Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon Martin's mother, Benjamin Crump, the race-baiting attorney out of Tallahassee or Jacksonville, wherever he's from, Rachel Gentile, she was a witness in the case, Brittany Diamond Eugene, also was a witness in the case or was on the phone with Trayvon or something crazy like that when he decided to try to kill George Zimmerman. Yeah, that's what happened. That's what the state found in the case. In fact, that's why the local Sanford Police Department decided not to go after George Zimmerman until they got racial pressure from Sharpton and Crump and the rest of those race baiters in America, because the state, the city police department found no grounds to arrest George Zimmerman based on the facts. And of course, he would later go through hell, talk about a meat grinder, and be acquitted, but have his life upended in the process. He's also suing Brittany Diamond Eugene, don't know who she is, Tracy Martin, that's Trayvon Martin's father, Bernie De La Rionda, don't know who Bernie is, John Guy, Angela Corey, the prosecutor who was appointed to go after George Zimmerman, even though the Sanford Police Department found there were no grounds to arrest him. And he's suing the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And he's suing the state of Florida. And he is suing HarperCollins Publishers. Oh, man. Here's what's fascinating about this. I've read this. You should go read this, too. The entire, you can find it. Just Google it. George Zimmerman lawsuit. You'll see it. Every single thing he alleges in this suit about the night in question is a matter of record because he can't be lying about it in this suit because it's part of the original trial. He's not lying about it. Everything you thought you knew about the Zimmerman case, you didn't know squat about. It's all laid out in this civil case. From the moment he got there to the moment he was being beaten into the ground, none of it is disputed because he was acquitted of the charges. All of this was part of the court case. Every bit of it. So nothing in this suit can be a lie. It wouldn't go any farther. It's all part of the record from his original criminal trial. It's fascinating to read. So what is he doing? What is he looking for? He's looking for some payback is what he's looking for. And he's going, one of the funnest things in here is him going after Crump and him going after Angela Corey. But the explosive part is here is that these people all conspired to manufacture a fake witness who wasn't who she said she was on the stand during the trial. And that the state and the FDLE and Crump and the rest of them all knew it and worked together to get this woman to perjure herself. And they lay out this entire claim in this case. It is fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. I'm not going to sit here and rehash the Zimmerman case, but I'm going to tell you that everything in here that he alleges in this civil suit, he couldn't allege unless it were true, because it's all part of the public record in his previous trial. He goes into great detail in paragraph 26, talking about what happened when he arrived back at his condo complex and what he saw. And with the dispatchers, all of this was part of the trial. It is quite fascinating. I don't know how this is going to shake out, but boy, I'll tell you what, if he's capable of proving this, I wouldn't want to be Benjamin Crump or Angela Corey or any of the rest of them who were involved in this, particularly the ones he's accusing of lying on that stand. No, I would not. Benjamin Crump going to be writing more books and giving all that money to George Zimmerman, because if he can prove all this, he's owed every penny. And the worst part about it is he can't get any of his life back. Oh, yeah. And for those of you who are screaming that I'm defending George Zimmerman, I'm simply telling you the facts, whether you like them or not, because, you know, facts are stubborn things. Facts are stubborn things. George Zimmerman was acquitted by a mixed race jury in Florida. Yeah, and you forget that the Sanford police found no basis to arrest him because it was deemed to be justifiable use of force for self-defense. And it wasn't until Benjamin Crump and Benjamin... Yeah, Al Sharpton. Let me just leave it with his name. When Crump elicited the help of Al Sharpton and they began the race baiter train to go down there and made the entire case about race, none of which was alleged at all when the, of course, Sanford police did their investigation and found that Trayvon Martin got what he deserved because he was trying to kill George Zimmerman. Harsh words. Not mine. The jury's. Not this radio host, the jury's. So I would highly recommend you go read that case. It's quite explosive. If he can prove it, wow. Coming up in the next three segments, hopefully the next three segments. I know I've got him for two, and that's Phil Van Cleve from the Virginia Citizens Defense League, who is going to give us the lowdown of what's going on in that state. Boy, oh boy, we have to be paying attention to that. If I can only keep him for two segments, I don't know what we're going to talk about in the fourth segment. We'll probably recap what we heard from him in the previous two segments, but I'm going to ask him and put him on the spot and see if he can stick around with us. Yeah, for that time period, because it's a really bad situation. It's a very volatile situation in the state of Virginia. Well, I'll tell you what, let me quickly go back here. If he can prove this, oh man, I am not going to have time. Charles Schwab is not approving grants right now, is another headline, from any of its financial organizations to anything linked to an NRA charity. Nothing. Not a thing. And let's see, what else we have? Oh, value of gun buybacks. universal background checks, waiting periods being inherently dangerous. Yeah, there it is. 41 counties now in the state of Virginia. There's a list of current Virginia counties now, Second Amendment. Yeah, 41 of them. Wow. Baltimore, 1,900 plus firearms have been seized by Baltimore police. The state of Connecticut is going to divest itself of $30 million in gun stocks in an effort to shape the gun control debate in that state. The Constitution state. Are you kidding me? If you're a gun manufacturer and you're in Connecticut, I don't know what you're thinking. We'll be back right after this. Phil Van Cleve, VCDL, is going to be here. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios here on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. You heard me talk in the previous segment about the Zimmerman case. This is explosive stuff. I mean it. Go read the case. Take my recommendation on that. If I have time in the last segment, I'll run through a couple issues with you that I found just utterly fascinating about it. But more on that later. That was the first segment. This is the second segment. On the phone with me right now is a good friend of mine, Phil Van Cleve, Virginia Citizens Defense League. Phil, how the heck are you?
Oh, unbelievably busy.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like we're seeing now.
Let's start from the beginning. When you and I spoke yesterday about your appearance on the show today, I was actually glad to hear you say this, was if we couldn't get it done at the polls, we have to get it done now. So let's go back to the beginning and let's talk about some things that are kind of hurtful but have to be said. I've said it. You tell me if I'm wrong. You're a Virginia resident. I just have a lot of family and friends there. But if all gun owners had gone to the polls when they were supposed to, would we even be in this situation? I've said we wouldn't.
I agree with you. No, I mean, 60% of the registered voters didn't show up, and I guarantee a big chunk of that were gun owners.
Unbelievable.
Nothing. It'll never happen here. Nothing. Part of it, I think, is that they've gotten used to VCDL keeping the state under control. We haven't had any new gun control in over 20 years. We were warning. We screamed this time. We said, this is different. You need to get out, get your family, make everybody you know swear on their firstborn they're going to get to the polls. We really pushed hard. We reminded them the day before, reminded them the day of. And now people that weren't listening to us are listening to us in big numbers. But now we got to fight this war that we didn't have to be in.
I hate to hear that. I hate to hear that. I knew that was the case. But hearing it come from you, who is so intimately involved with the information and the numbers that you're giving us, man, oh man, 60%, that's huge.
Yes.
Okay, well, I feel vindicated a little bit at least, because I was pretty hard on gun owners who didn't go to the polls. You know, look, we got to blame ourselves when, you know, we can't walk away from this. You know, we own it. We've allowed socialism in this country to fester for the last 40 years. In large part, we're seeing what we've got because we stayed on the sidelines and didn't nip it in the bud, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago when we had an opportunity to do so. All right, so
absolutely.
The number I've seen today, right now, is 41 counties are now declared officially Second Amendment sanctuaries.
It's 43.
So it's up to 43.
We went up 2 yesterday.
Okay.
Went up 2 last night.
What were the 2 new counties? Can you tell me?
Let me think here.
It's not necessary. If you don't know the name, it's no big deal. I've got an alphabetical list of it. I'm not going to go through the list, but
yeah, I can't remember if it was Gloucester or. There was one county and I think one town, but it went up by 2. Anyhow,
so how many of these meetings have you attended?
I can only do one a day, so I think I've been to like 4 or 5 of them now.
Tell me what's going on at the meetings.
Oh, I mean, well, the numbers in Virginia, the people showing up for these, truly, every time they have one of these, inevitably, one of the board of supervisors, city council people goes, I've never seen this many people here for anything over the years. You know, we've had people even in Fairfax that worked in that building for over 10 years had never seen anything like, not even close to what they saw the other night when Fairfax showed up. It's like that across the state. They had 1,000 people in Little Shenandoah County show up. They had 1,000 people in Bedford. They had 1,500 down in Virginia Beach. They had 650 plus in Suffolk. It just goes on and on. It's inevitably fill the room, flood the halls, and even go outside and flood out there. That's the turnout. And what really woke me up is I went to Amherst. That was early on. And I thought, well, you know, I can go right in. I had driven for 2 hours, and I need to go in and take, you know. I took one look at the building, and I said, oh, my God. It was like there was no way to get in the meeting room. They have a big hall and a big, you know, down the staircase and a big hall down underneath. That was all full, and they had people coming out wrapping around the parking lot. And it was like, in Amherst. You know, it was like, holy cow.
Now, these are people that these meetings are just to decide whether or not to even bring it up, right?
Some of them are. Some are to vote on it. This was one to discuss it and get public input. They didn't vote. They're going to vote on that next week. We expect it will pass handily.
Phil, take me to Fairfax real quick. Let me go to Fairfax. Fairfax is right smack in the belly of the beast up in Northern Virginia, Central County in Northern Virginia. No doubt overwhelmingly voted blue, I would guess, and I would probably be right there, right? This was an overflow meeting in Fairfax. Stand a chance? Are they going to get the vote? What do you think?
Oh, probably not. Just because of who's on the board. I mean, I think if God himself came down and told them to do it, they would ignore him. But the turnout, look, even if someplace like that doesn't do it, the turnout makes the news. I guarantee that the Democrat leadership is probably beside themselves at this time looking at what's happened. I know. They started, you know, the other side has started attacking VCDL and going after me and all this stuff. And when they're doing that, they're doing it because they're scared. They thought they had it made after the election. They thought we would just roll over and they could just get all this gun control they wanted done. And then they suddenly opened their eyes and saw this wave of counties, basically turning. Look at all the red counties starting to send a message to Richmond saying, don't do it. They realized suddenly that their plans are in jeopardy.
Let me play some devil's advocate here for a second. Don't elections have consequences, Brother Phil?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
And we're working hard to make up for them.
Yeah, that's but here we are again. I got to say this.
Yes.
It's we're coming in, you know, the blue wave. They feel they have a mandate because they won an election. I can look at the electoral map of the state of Virginia and tell you ain't got a mandate. You got three big counties.
And what they did, not only that, but when you look at the election in Virginia, this was supposed to be about gun control. That's what the other side was claiming. This is a gun control referendum, you know. Now, all the strong people, including Amanda Chase, who they really poured money and tried to get her out, she won by almost double digits. All that money Bloomberg poured in and all that stuff, that didn't do much. What happened was we had a gerrymandering thing that went to the courts. They re-gerrymandered part of Tidewater area. And those are the seats that were lost. It wasn't lost because of gun control push. It was lost because of gerrymandering.
All right, here's what I want to do. You can stay with me another segment, right?
Yes.
I want to get to the nuts and bolts of this because what fascinates me about what's happening in my dear state of Virginia, where I lived and played and worked and skied the James River as a kid and graduated college, where my sister lives, where my closest friend in the world, and the Sportfish crew, the Desperado that sponsor the program in Virginia Beach reside. This is a petri dish. The rest of the nation is watching this unfold before our eyes, the potential birth of New Jersey-esque gun control in a free, what is still a conservative state. And this is really a picture of what we can see on a national level. When we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation with Phil Van Cleve, head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and we're going to ask some pointed questions and get some pointed answers, no doubt. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. I said on the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. I'm just going to make this quick because I have to. Please make sure to visit all of the sponsors who keep this program on the air. There's a lot of very big things coming to Armed American Radio down the pike. We couldn't do it together without them. If you're going to drink coffee, drink Defender Coffee. Support the Second Amendment. If you're going to buy a safe, buy it from Vault Pro. You're going to read stuff pro-gun, go to ammoland.com/AAR and read it. Go to PDN, get all the information from PDN. You're going to buy a knife, buy an Emerson knife. You know the routine. All of our sponsors, support them. Let's go back to Phil Van Cleve. Phil, all right, first let's tackle this question. Why don't the individual states have an electoral system like we have federally?
You know, that's a good question, and I would love to see that in Virginia. That would really balance things out. And, of course, now wouldn't be the time to get them. If we had a different election, maybe we could have actually worked for something like that.
It would certainly seem to make sense. You've got big problems in Virginia now. Anytime socialists move into power, you've got big problems. And yes, that's evident right now in the state of Virginia. It's never been more evident than it is now. You got socialists that took over both of the houses of the assembly. You got Blackface Northam in there as governor, and they're claiming a mandate and something over the lives of the people that they don't even know the people that live out in Roanoke County and Salem and they don't know anything about those people.
Let's fly over to them.
And it's their own state.
Yeah, and our own attorney general's had his problems, the lieutenant governor. I mean, you know, all the Democrat leadership, you know, so, you know, even in the executive branch, there's all kinds of problems and scandals there. And the truth is, crime is going down and gun ownership is going up.
Mm-hmm. So they don't care. It's not about crime.
There's no crisis. There's no, yeah, of course they don't.
But, it isn't about crime.
Of course what they say. That's what they claim. And we know.
This is evidence of that. All right. Now let's get to some really pointed questions here, because I'm a little fearful about what could happen in Virginia. You now have counties standing up. You have sheriffs. Is the sheriff in every one of these 41 or 43 counties standing up saying the same thing and in agreement, right?
I don't know if every one of them is, but a lot of them are. A few are even saying, I don't care what the county does. I'm not going to enforce this stuff.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, too. That's the constitutional sheriff aspect. We talked to Sheriff Mack about that a lot. All right.
Yes.
So now we have, let's take a county, because here's the deal. Can you and I spoke yesterday, and as we were talking about this, I said, is it really going to be possible to stop them from passing this? And you made a great point. I took the point that you made yesterday, actually, and I was just on CRN Digital or CRN Radio with Chuck Wilder's show just a few moments ago. And I mentioned the point that you mentioned to me yesterday. And that is that we can't forget that there are Democrats in some of these red counties who are absolutely seeing this groundswell and is going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on them if they want to keep their job in the next election. Is it possible that the groundswell of support now can stop the socialists in Virginia from even voting on this stuff?
Sure. If we can, we just need to turn two senators out of 40 our way, and then that would stop the agenda right there. We'd need to turn about five or six or more, something like that, in the House, of which we have 100. And again, if they are in a blue district, I mean, a red district, yet they're blue. I mean, you can have that. You can have mostly, you know, pretty much red voters that still have a Democrat in there. And some of these districts this was not a referendum on gun control. A lot of these people, some of them just edged out by like less than 1%. They got their win. So that means it doesn't hardly take any gun owners to wake up in the next election. They're gone.
Well, that's what they're going to be. That's where we're going to try to hang our hat, unfortunately, is, you know, this is reactionary, of course. We would have liked to have been proactive and not had them in
it
at all. You tried. You made that point yesterday, and I quote you, we tried yesterday, we tried prior to the election. We were unsuccessful. Now we have to do this. And that's what I say to voters. You know, elections have consequences. If you're a gun owner and you didn't show up, you're no friend of mine. I mean, come on now. You knew what was at stake. Well, we'll scold you later. Now you're going to pay the price. But it is possible to turn some of these who are going to have to face those voters again if they want to keep their job. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be that blue Democrat in that red county, have to go home to my district voting for socialist gun control in my county.
Hey, let me give you another thing, too. And sometimes some of us out here, because there's so many conservatives that have guns, they tend to forget that we aren't the only gun owners. There are a lot of Democrats that own guns. Believe me, there's a lot of them at the General Assembly that don't talk about it, but they carry concealed guns at the General Assembly.
Sure.
We're allowed to carry in there. They're out there, too. And some of them, I'm sure, are on the phone. And we're going to be encouraging them, if they haven't, to get on the phone and call their Democrat leadership and say, I'm a gun owner, and I don't want any of this stuff. Leave me alone. Because they, too, have been sleeping. And with them awake, too, now Democrats are hearing from Democrats saying, I don't want this. You know, do something else. You're wasting political capital on gun control, which we don't need when we could be doing X, Y, and Z. So don't underestimate that they're out there. And other gun owners, you need to understand that there are a lot of Democrats, and that's great. We need everybody. We've got LGBTQ members. You name it. You name the race, you name the religion, all of that. They're gun owners. We need to all pull together on this. This, you know, we can debate other social issues later, but for now, we need to be a solid team. Hunters, especially, they're not waking up. One of the bills would prevent a youth, somebody under 18, from being able to hunt because of the restrictions on guns. So the hunters are waking up. They should have been awake all along, but I'll take them. If they're awake, that's a huge voting block that we could use. And again, lots of Democrats in that mix.
Yeah, this is I can see Virginia flipping back in the next election cycle because of this charade being played here by the Democrats in that what is traditionally and historically been a bright red state. So it'll be interesting to see here.
If you think about it, Mark, if you got a bunch of, let's say, Republicans and conservative Democrats that are good on guns, and they've been sleeping, and so a locality flips blue. If all those people wake up and start voting again and get off their butts and vote, that county could flip back red.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly possible in the state of Virginia. What happened in Virginia, a lot of people say happened overnight. It didn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. It happened fairly quickly, but it didn't happen overnight. And a lot of people were asleep at the wheel, unfortunately, but it was just people asleep at the wheel. Let's go into an uncomfortable conversation. Northam is successful. We're going to have probably at least 8 bills come up in the legislative session coming up in January, all of them bad. Let's assume he's successful and he signs all 8 into law. Now you've got 60 counties and municipalities that are declared Second Amendment sanctuaries, and the governor decides he's going to start enforcing his gun control and doesn't like the fact that the sanctuary, because you know how the media is going to play this, the extremists are not the ones that are shoving gun control unconstitutionally down the throats of their citizens. It's the citizens who are responding saying, we don't want your that's how the media is going to frame that. That's going to be the extremist. Is there a possibility of a standoff in Virginia?
I don't know. I don't know it's really hard to predict what the governor's going to do on this stuff. I know one of our moves would be to take a lot of this stuff to court. An AR-15 ban, one of the most popular rifles in Virginia, probably 2 million of them in the state. The Supreme Court's already ruled, the popular common use guns can't be banned. So I've got courts. Yeah, things could get rough. We could have sheriffs saying we're not doing this. We don't have enough state police to go around enforcing this stuff, and counties that don't want to enforce it. It's a big state. We have 95 counties, not to mention all the other localities. The state police can't do this. It's going to be fascinating, and I really, really hope that we can get them to back down so we don't go down a dark road that none of us want to go down. Nobody wins in the dark road I'm envisioning if we have to go down that.
All right, let me stop you right there. Can you stay with me one more segment to close out the show?
Sure.
Okay, that's great news. I'm talking with Phil Van Cleve, the head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. We're talking about going down that dark road. What is that dark road, and why do we need to talk about it? I mean, somebody's got to talk about it, right? This is an uncomfortable conversation. But Virginia Democrats, socialists are forcing us to have it. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Philip, thank you for being here and having this much, much, much needed conversation on what we're witnessing in Virginia. Here's the lowdown. Not enough gun owners voted. Democrats took the reins of power in Virginia for the first time in 26 years. They're claiming a mandate on gun control. Blackface Northam is hell-bent on signing anything he can get through to please his puppet master, Bloomberg, and the rest of them who spent a bunch of money in the state and wants to show Washington that he's a good gun control guy. Meanwhile, pressure from the local municipalities and counties is mounting. As of right now, 43 counties in the state of Virginia have said, hell no, you're not going to take my AR-15, and hell no, I'm not going to enforce your unconstitutional edicts. Phil, thanks for sticking around. Did I get that right in a nutshell?
Yeah, you really did. That was a great summary.
Okay, so let's go down the road that you were talking about before. You've got a governor now that is not going to like being defied. Let me go to Connecticut before I do that. Let me go to Connecticut. You remember, Phil, after Sandy Hook in 2012, Connecticut, along with New York State, knee-jerked a bunch of unconstitutional gun control bills. One of them was a registration scheme in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Virtually no compliance whatsoever.
Yeah, not even the police were compliant.
Not even the police were compliant. And we've called on this program, start enforcing your GOAT. Start enforcing it. They won't. They can't. It's not possible. If they do, it'll be a bloodbath. And they know it. They know it. Certainly, Blackface Northam has got to know that if he steps out into Appomattox County, for example, or Withville, for example, and says, I'm here to take your guns and enforce these laws. Well, you're laughing because you know Appomattox County and you know Withville. So do I. They're not going to hand over a damn thing. So what happens at that point? It's not laughable, really, but it is.
Yeah, it is, especially when you know, again, the sheriff's saying, no, we're not doing this. And the Commonwealth attorneys, some of them are saying they won't prosecute. So those are our prosecutors. And some of them are saying not doing it. They look at what the counties are saying, and they're kind of backing up the counties. So you kind of end up with somewhat of a paper tiger, but you could still potentially be arrested. But I know that a couple counties are backing up their resolution on Second Amendment sanctuary with a militia. Basically an ordinance that they put through on militias. basically strengthening the militia. That's an interesting message to send back, and we're eyeing that as a potential next thing to push the other counties do as well. I look carefully at the wording that was done and run it by our lawyers, but we may want to start getting that rolling as well.
All right, now tell me a little bit about that. Give me some detail. I was unaware of that.
Well, I mean, if you look at the Virginia Constitution, Article 1, Section 13 is our equivalent of the Second Amendment, but better. It says that a well-regulated militia consisting of the body of the people, which is all of us,
right.
trained arms, is the proper, natural, and safe defense of a free state. And they're saying, and there's also a separate militia clause, which I just read the other day. I'm not greatly familiar with all the details of it. But again, saying that we the people are the militia in this state, and some counties, I think, are believing that maybe we should start getting the militia mustered and doing some things, training and things of that nature.
That'd send a message to Richmond, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
You know what you're going to get from the gun prohibitionist crowd. You're going to get, look at these extremist wacko nuts. Because I can tell you right now, Media Matters is listening to us right now. They'll take a listen to this. And, now all of a sudden, Phil Van Cleve and Mark Walters are calling for mustering the militia for war against. I mean, they're going to say this stuff.
Yeah, of course they are. They will twist it. You're asking to walk down a dark road. Well, there's a dark road. And there's a reason there's the Second Amendment. It just is. And I pray we never have to use it. But the founding fathers, they there was a reason they gave us the Second Amendment and the First and all the others. And we can't let them take that away from us. We simply can't do it. And the founding fathers wouldn't expect us to do that. That's why they put it there, so we could protect this country from, because they knew these were some of the smartest people probably ever around. You look at what they did with the Constitution, their writings, everything about that. And they knew that at some point government drifts into becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually it becomes, it wants to take over everything. It wants to become, the only power. It's just the way it is. It's the way it's happened through history forever. They knew it would probably happen here. But by giving us the Second Amendment, it's not happened for well over 200 years. And,
let me stop you, Phil. There's a reason that the other side, I've asked the question before many times. And listener, I'm going to ask you again. Ask yourself this question. Why is it that every single socialist running for power in Washington, D.C. to take over the White House right now has as part of their agenda your disarmament? Why?
Of course.
What is it that they have planned that requires you to be disarmed? What? That's a legitimate question. Go ahead,
Phil. It is absolutely legitimate. And, of course, you can't have socialism and communism with an armed populace. You can't do it. So the mistake they made in becoming socialist and communist was they didn't disarm us first. And then bring that up. They brought them both up at the same time. Horrendous mistake. Not that they could have ever disarmed us anyhow, but they made their point clear. Yes, in Venezuela, everywhere they have these horrendous socialist or communist governments, the people are disarmed, helpless, starving. Rich countries are now poor countries. And America could go exactly down that road if we don't stand up and say, no, we're not doing it. We're going to remain a free people, and we are not going to become socialist or communist, period. Not doing it.
Yeah, well said. I'm going to let that stand right where it is. It's a very scary thing to see what's happening in Virginia for the rest of us outside. And I hope, listener, that what we're talking about in Virginia and what Phil, unfortunately, Gottlieb said this the other day about the New York case, or I'm sorry, about the Remington case when we were talking about it a couple weeks back on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast on Sunday, when I was questioning him about Remington eventually winning this case. He says, they're definitely going to eventually win the case. The problem is they're going to have to go through the meat grinder first. And I thought that was a good analogy, so I used it for Virginia. Because unfortunately, Phil, you of all people are going through the meat grinder. You and your constituents, your membership base. I'm going to guess real quick, your membership ranks are swelling, right?
Way up.
I figured it would. That's going to be really good for VCDL.
My emails, I'm 6,000 emails behind. I can't get closer than 6,000. They're just pouring in like a fire hydrant.
Which is why I'm very thankful for you being here today. I've left you alone because I knew how busy you were going to be. But yesterday, I just couldn't take it anymore. So we've got to get you on here to talk about this. I also want to get you on the MonsterCast to do the same thing. We'll work off air to do that. But
Okay.
It's vital, listener, that you pay attention to what you're hearing here, because what the meat grinder that Phil and the rest of Virginia gun owners are going through is what the National Socialist Party has in store for you if they take both houses of Congress and the White House. This is exactly what they have in store for you. Now, Phil, I know you'll probably agree with this prediction, but as it was stated on the show a couple of days ago, I think it was Alan Corwin who said there were about 231 counties now across the country that are declared Second Amendment sanctuaries. Of course, we know New Mexico, Washington State, Colorado sheriffs, Pop, very famous for doing that. If this were to happen across the country, we would see that become thousands, just like you're seeing the groundswell in the state of Virginia. So this is, in fact, a legitimate, real eye-opener for the rest of the country, which you're having to go through, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And believe me, they've got their eyes on Kentucky, North Carolina, Florida. They've
Arizona.
Got their eyes on all of it. There's nowhere to run. We either stand up and fight. There's nowhere to run, unless you want to run to Venezuela.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave it at that. Phil Van Cleve, head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Where can people help you and get involved with VCDL?
VCDL.org. You can get up there, learn, get information, see what's going on with this. And those of you in other states, watch what happens here. Hopefully we'll be able to do the best we can to fight this back. Maybe it'll be a model for you if this stuff comes your way.
Well, you have been. VCDL has been instrumental in virtually every other state organization. As you know, I've said that for years. I don't know of any state organization out there at the grassroots that hasn't used VCDL as a model somewhere in its lifespan. Phil Van Cleve, you're going through the meat grinder, brother. You got my microphone when you want to talk about it. We got your back. Thanks for everything you're doing. I appreciate you taking time out of a very busy schedule to be here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We're going to get up and do it all over again tomorrow because we can and they don't want us to. Thanks, Phil. See you on the radio, folks.
Thank you.